As I said earlier, when we left Carol Jones last month, she'd stormed out in a fit of pique when she found out that the people she wanted to manufacture her ironing board covers didn't want to do it. So, let's see how she's travelling in that fit of pique.
We drove back to Wilford, and I mean, we were very depressed. We were absolutely quiet, both thinking. And I just looked at Victor and I said, I just can't believe that you cannot get anything made with love and care in the recession we have to have. And I remember reading an article in the Business Review Weekly about the Industrial Supplies Office. You know, we're the government, we're here to help. But they were our last resort. And on Monday morning, we rang them at 9 o'clock. They were extraordinarily helpful. And they said, what's your criteria? And we said, we want our ironing board cover made out here in rural Australia. Our preference is we want it made with love and care. And our first criteria is we want it made by men and women who have a disability. And they said, we're on to it. We'll ring you back in 2 hours. And I hung the phone up and I said to Victor, oh, yeah, this is the government. They're here to help. And they rang us back in an hour with the name of two companies. And one was Wangerang Industries in Orange. And we went to see them, and it was just the perfect partnership. And they've been sewing for us since 1994.
Wow, fantastic.
And they are our heroes, and it is the old story. They love what they do. They have a wide range of disabilities, from severe epilepsy to Down syndrome to psychotic illnesses to some brain damage to limbs missing. You name it, and there is somebody there with a disability who's working there. And they are so appreciative of their independence. They're appreciative of whatever they do, and they love what they do, and it shows in the quality. And we're known as Mr. and Mrs. Ironing Board Cover behind our back, so they know us by name when we go there. And when we go to pick up our product, they are just so happy and cheerful. Hello, Carol. Hello, Victor. We've been to a concert since the last time you saw us. We've been doing this. We've been doing that. How are your dogs? Can you imagine going into a factory in Sydney and getting that sort of treatment?
But most importantly, Carol, they've been made with your criteria of love and care too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And they are very willing to do whatever you want. They came back to us with some ways to make our cover cheaper. And I said, anybody can go and get a cheap cover. You can go to Woolworths, Big W, Target, you can get a cheap cover anywhere. We're not about cheap, we are about quality. And I will raise my prices rather than cut corners.
Okay, Carol, so now you had a source of manufacture. You really had to get serious about selling them. How did you do that?
The retail market was closed to us. We didn't realize that. Hills Industries actually rang us when their technical support manager came and, you know, giggled a bit and told them that there was an architect making an ironing board cover. And the marketing manager from Hills Industries rang and he said, listen, we'd like to see the cover when it's finished. And I said, oh, it's finished. He said, well, pop it in the mail. Let's have a look at it. And he rang me after he received it and he said, wow. He said, we've passed this around the office and this is the Rolls Royce of ironing board covers. And I got very excited and I said, gee, I said, if it's that good, would you like to distribute it for us? Oh, no, we don't distribute Rolls Royces. He said, Rolls Royces, what do they sell? 2 a year in Australia, 3 a year? He said, we sell Holdens. We sell the common denominator. He said, I'll tell you right now, it is the best ironing board cover we've ever seen, but I reckon you'll sell no more than 100, 250 max. And I had already sold a couple of thousand by that time with the help of the guide dogs and through word of mouth. We had the same reaction from David Jones. David Jones was a little bit different. David Jones is very, very much a gentleman's store. And they were the only retailer who actually returned a phone call or answered the mail and invited us in to have a look. But they have a different problem. We were a sole supplier with no continuity of products or a product range, and they don't buy from individuals, they buy from distributors. And in order to get a distributor to take on our cover, I would have to add something for us, something for them, something for David Jones, and by the time it would get into the hands of the customer, it really would be too expensive. And so we were crossed off of that list. Myers never rang us back. Woolworths did have a look at it and said, no, we want something that's just going to be cheap. that will walk out the door. We're very happy with what we have, thank you very much. And outside of the guide dogs in New South Wales, South Australia and West Australia, we had absolutely no distribution. And we then advertised in some of the country mail order magazines, which gave us customers. And so we said, this just isn't enough. We have to make a living out of this. And somebody told us about field days and shows. And so we became showies. We started out at the Mudgee Field Days. The first one we went to was in July 1995. And we sold so many ironing board covers, Winston, that I had money falling on the floor. I had no anticipation of what we could expect. I thought if we sold 25 covers, we would be over the moon. I think we sold in a day, one day, we sold 125.
Wow.
We actually had some of the, we had no help with us. We actually had some of the exhibitors who weren't busy coming over and packing for us.
There we are, starting to prove that she's got a great product, selling heaps of ironing board covers at the local show and getting other people to help them pack. Well, I think they're on the way, and we'll find out more next month from Carol as she builds a business from broke. In the meantime, if you want to have a closer look at Carol and what she does, just Google ironing board cover lady. That'll get you to Carol, because she's known by that, by Google and everybody else. I'll give you details of her website and her blog site at our own site, winstonmarsh.com.au. Press the purple button for this month's links and follow-up material.